Blog Talk Radio.
Put my hands up, lay back while you take it. Jump right out the shower.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. This is the pre-recorded show. Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show once again. My special guest is none other than the one and only Pleasure P. Will be here to talk about his latest album, Introduction to Marcus Cooper. We're going to play a song from him while we're on the arrival of Pleasure P.
What? Call me when you gang around. All my bitches do it on the side. You did.
Turn around. Let me lick you from your neck down to your navel. Cause shawty, you look red. Forget the bed. I wanna lay your body right here on the table. So just hold it steady. I'll go get the camera. We can make a movie. I'm gonna put my hand. Lay back while you're daydreaming. Jump right out the shower into the jacuzzi. Giving you what your body wants.
A boyfriend number two.
Cause the first one he don't really seem like he know what to do.
A boyfriend number two.
And I know you like it freaky. So I'm gonna give it to you.
A boyfriend number two. Don't fight, don't argue.
The second place is always got a whole.
Timothy, you're on with Pleasure.
All right, Pleasure.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
I'm cooling, man. You know, chilling out.
That's what's up, man. Sorry, man. I sorry I had the opportunity to talk with you at the BET. It was so hectic, man. Everybody was all over the place, man. But I did actually meet you one-on-one actually at the runway for BET, man. So good looks on that, man. Appreciate you having on the show, man. I'd like to give you a round of applause, man. So just hold tight for me for 1 second, man.
All right.
Pleasure once again. Thank you for coming on the show, man. Of course, you're the man of the hour, man. Who are some of your musical influences?
New school influences?
Musical influences.
Musical, of course, Michael Jackson, rest in peace to him. Static
right.
Major, R. Kelly, Keith Sweat, Usher, like a lot of guys like that.
Right. Now I know you were very close with Static Major, of course, and I know you know, told the type of way, you know, when you had the news that you know he had passed away, you know. So rest in peace, of course, to Static. I want to ask you, what is it like on a typical day for Pleasure P?
A typical day? I mean, you mean a working typical day or just a chilling day without no work?
How about both?
Well, the average working day, I mean, some people take a car to work. I take an airplane to work. I get up, I go to the airport in the morning. I fly to wherever I got to fly to. Sometimes I got to take 2 and 3 flights in one day just to
right.
go to 2 and 3 different cities, but... You know, I travel all day. When I get to a place, I go straight to the radio station, do interviews. After that, do meet and greets and stuff like that. And after that, go to another radio station. It's like it continues. Then from that to the venue, you know what I mean? From the venue, I probably go to the hotel and get my stuff and then, you know, go back on another plane to the next
right.
one.
Right.
On a day off, so you know, like I sit out by the pool and I relax and, you know, I catch up with my friends and family and stuff like that.
Okay. How's the son doing, man?
Oh, he cooling, man. You know, he getting big. It's amazing to see how big my little boy getting. It's crazy to see that, but yeah, he getting big.
What's his name?
Say what?
What's his son's name?
He's a junior. His name Marcus Cooper Jr.
Okay.
He's about to be 6 years old. He's 5 right now.
Okay, he's not coming out with an album soon, is he?
Nah.
All right. What do you, let me see here. You're just saying something that. You made it pretty far, you know, in the business so far, man. How do you feel about all that you have accomplished?
I still can't believe all that I've accomplished. I mean, you know, it's been a tough road, and it's been a lot of struggling, and it's been a lot of, you know, it's a lot of ups and downs. But, you know, we make it through these things, you know what I mean? We make it through, you know, different trials and tribulations, and, you know, that's what it is. I'm real excited about everything I got coming out. I'm real excited about everything I got going on. And I'm very excited, you know, just for the fact of me being, you know, a young man. I'm nothing but 24 years old. Me being a young man and accomplishing the things I've accomplished and lived the lifestyle that I live, like, I'm real happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think about the presidency of Obama and the reaction of that in terms of him being the first black president? Did you ever expect to live to see that, or did you even expect that to happen?
Definitely not. I definitely, you know, I want to live to see a couple of things. One was to see the Dolphins win the NFL championship.
Right.
Another one was to, you know, see a black president. I can honestly say I got to see the first black president, but I didn't get to see the Dolphins go yet.
I don't know. I don't know when that's gonna happen, man. But I hope they, you know, maybe one day they will, man.
Don't nobody know that's gonna happen, huh?
I'm sorry, pleasure, man. I don't want to talk about their track record, man. I had your well, before I'm gonna talk about the next question. Your single boyfriend number two. Who produced this track, man? And how did the concept come about this, man?
Rico Love produced the track, and the concept was easy concept. We wanted to just tell guys, you know what I mean, in general, to step their game up. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, think this record is about cheating, but that's not what I'm saying in the record. What I'm telling guys to do is step their game up. A lot of guys in a relationship, what they do is they get comfortable and they start, you know, sleeping on the other side of the bed after they make love to their woman. They stop calling them. They stop doing all those things that, you know, that mattered in the beginning. You know what I mean? And it becomes a case of something called boyfriend number two. You know what I'm saying? I'm
right.
Telling guys, man, to, you know, treat every day like the first day and every time like the first time. You know what I mean? And I explained
right.
it in a way. I explained everything that I do to another man's girl because, you know, like us, like men, we got this thing called pride and we got big egos. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I just had to explain to a guy what I would do to your girl and that's going to make
wow.
him be like, he going to do it to my girl. They're going to be like, man, you can't even listen to no Pleasure P songs, you know what I'm saying? And that's what
right.
that's what I really want, you know, the guys to do. I just want them to step their game up, man, and that's it. Whatever you want to do, another man to do, and, you know, that's what I'm telling them.
All right. Your song, Did You Wrong, now, was that a personal song? Would you write that song based on a personal experience?
That was a song, you know, based on my personal experience and, you know, a lot of people in this world, like, you know, in a relationship, you know, I'm telling people, you know, to just try to stick it out and try to work it out. Don't end your relationship and lose your relationship over something petty. Like, a lot of relationships, like my relationships that I've been in the past, like, that was real good relationships, and it could have
right.
been more than what they were. We ended it over something petty. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just
right.
telling the two individuals that's in a relationship, you know, your grandma and granddaddy have been together for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. They've been together for so many years because, you know, they actually accepted each other's flaws and they just, you know, they found that genuine love for one another. So I'm just encouraging people to stay together. You know, if he cheat, you know, in a relationship, you're going to do somebody wrong. The other half's going to do you wrong. But, you know, it's on a level of, okay, is our love stronger than that? Are we more than that as a people, as a couple? And, you know, that's what you gotta look at. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, I know you did this song with Sierra Marie, and she was on the show not that long ago. And I mean, I tried to get y'all guys on both at the same time, but it was some scheduling difficulties. So she called me earlier, you know, so she couldn't make it. But you know, she sends her love to you, of course, man, and She said her brother, you know, she said, no, that's my brother, you know, so that's also so. You know, shout out to Tierra Marie, of course. What was it like working with Miss Tierra Marie?
Oh, man, it's always funny. It's always funny working with her because she, me and her, is like, is like we total opposites. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? So to see us two work together, it's just real, it's hilarious. Like, it's all, like, she always got something going on. It's hilarious. But, you know, we created the record, and, you know, it's a good deal, but it's just funny working with OTT. Real funny.
Okay.
People think we dating and stuff. Like, it just, like, to see everything, it's just real funny. If I say hot, she going to say cold. And we get into it. It's funny, though.
Man, that's the media. That's the media. They're gonna make something out of nothing, man. But tell me
they
good.
They
we
dating it. I'm like, she don't even date me. She date one of my homeboys. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Right. Now, of course, as you mentioned, your album, The Introduction to Marcus Cooper, of course, which, I mean, I heard a few tracks from it, but I think the album's great, man. I want to ask you this, Mark. I want to ask you this, Pleasure, man. Why I didn't get the phone call, man, to be on the album, man? I don't charge at all, man. I'm free, man. I don't know why you didn't give me the call, man. Let me know why, you know, why didn't you do a track on the album, man?
I mean, I don't know what you do, man. Like, what do? You sing? You rap? Actually, we never had this conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you forgot about me too, man. See, you see at the BET Awards that they dug Kevin Campbell back up and got him on stage, man. They don't have to do me like that, man. They keep just forgetting about me, man. Ah, oh, man, I sing, Pleasure. I sing. Well, one day when you get your busy life so busy, man, just Google me, man. You'll find out, man. Go ahead. What you say?
I said, believe that, like a cop car.
man. Your album, Introduction to Marcus Cooper, man. What made you decide to come out with that title? Is it you want people introducing yourself and you want people to get to know the real you? Is that what it was, or why don't you explain it?
I mean, Freddie Ricky introduced you to Pleasure P, and I'm introducing the world to Marcus Cooper, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those, go ahead.
I didn't say nothing.
All right. For those who don't have the album already, which I don't know why they don't, but explain to them, those who you know, look forward to go pick up the album, what can they expect when they hear this album?
Man, they can just expect to hear real good, clean R&B music, man. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't know about Pleasure P yet. A lot of people still don't know. They still kind of iffy. But, you know, I just released another single called Under. I shot the video for it. Tia Maury's in the video. She was on Sister in the Game. She's the star of the video. And the song is a phenomenal record. The R&B singer Tank, he produced the record. And Lonnie Burrell wrote on it. And, you know, it's just a movement. So, you know, look out for this album, man. It's a crazy album. And, you know, if you don't got it, go get it. And if you don't plan on going to get it, you'll get it one of these days.
That's right. You look with Rico, man, Dre, Tank, all of them. What was that experience like?
It was a good experience working with all of these people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like honestly and truthfully, like, that's my team. Like, you know, so without them, I wouldn't be who I am right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they stuck with me when nobody ain't care about no Pleasure. But nobody was checking me. They stuck with me through everything. So, you know, shout out to them boys, man. My whole time, I can't thank nobody or nobody more than them.
Right. You have a label entitled with the Swagger Entertainment. I'm that's correct.
Yeah, it's called Swagger ENT.
Swagger ENT,
you know,
okay.
Check that thing on out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Me and Brian McKinney, he played for the Minnesota Vikings.
I remember.
Got this label started.
Right. Is he a good business partner, man?
Okay, all right. Say
that again?
I can't. You said
it again? No, I thought you were speaking up. How does mom feel about your success, man?
She's very proud of me, man. Ain't nobody expect me to succeed, you know what I'm saying? Everybody
right.
thought I was going to be nothing, man, but I turned them people into believers, and I changed everybody, you know what I'm saying, views on me.
Right. What do you think? What do you think you have to offer to this R&B scene?
The truth. I got to offer the truth to the R&B scene. I got to offer, you know, like I'm not an auto-tune singer, although I use it now and then. But you know, like I can just offer the truth. Like I can really sing the phone and sing one of my songs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It sounds just like my record.
Right.
But a lot of people that claim that they're the best in R&B nowadays, they can't do that.
Absolutely right, man. Let me ask you this.
What people should do, they should do the blog thing. You know how people be doing these blogs, you know what I'm saying? Challenging people. Somebody should do a blog saying all real R&B singers sing. You know what I'm saying? And every artist that don't sing, they're not real R&B artists.
Well, a lot of R&B singers can't really sing, but we're not going to talk about that, man. Pleasure, what advice would you give to up-and-coming R&B artists that are trying to break into this business?
Just respect your elders. Respect everybody that paved the way for you. You know what I'm saying? Respect your elders, man, because, you know, them the guys that paved the way for you. And take a listening to some of the things they did and watch them. And for the ones that's not around, still respect them, but look at the mistakes that they made and you just try not to do them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Do you have a artist on your label that's coming out or that you're working with?
I got a few artists that's coming out on my label. Top three. I got an artist named Maintain. I got a group named Hollywood. I got another artist named Mona Lisa. I got another girl group named Pretty Money. And we're working on this Kasha, too, this Kasha. So that's going to be something, you know, real crazy. She was on that Young Berg song called The Business. We're going to be working with her, too. So.
Okay. All right. What are your goals in life?
My goals in life?
Yeah.
Just to my goals in life is just to, you know, never give up on things. And, you know, like I just got this drive to where I'm never going to go down. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
In order to stay up, you got to do things that, you know what I'm saying, that go up. And one of the things is, you know, just making good music. My goal is to keep giving you good music. Keep, you know, stay humble. Stay the same person like I've always been. And, you know, like, you know, just.
Pleasure, you still there? Hello? Pleasure, you still there? I lost him.
Hey, Tim, let me reconnect him.
Okay. Hey, Miss Newby, how you doing?
I'm good, Timothy. How are you?
Fine. Oh, what happened? What pleasure? Ashley? Miss Newby, how you doing, Miss Newby? Everything's okay?
Everything is good. I just ironically just called into the show. I didn't even know if you had a show or not. So, who are you talking with this evening?
Well, I can't say what's going on, but I'm gonna call you after the show to tell you because I can't you know put on the show right now. But
okay.
It's such. I know it sounds weird, but I'll tell you. I have to wait for guests to come back on. I don't know what happened. Hold on, let me, Miss Newman, don't go nowhere.
I won't.
Don't go nowhere, don't go nowhere. Vivian?
Yes.
Okay, okay, gotcha. Don't go anywhere. Pleasure P's on the show. So, I was talking to him earlier, but he actually lost connection. Where am I? He actually lost connection, and we're just trying to get him back on the line. I told him I was talking to him earlier. Come on, give me more time with Pleasure. Thank you. So, Ms. Lumine, what is your favorite Pleasure P song? I know you're such a huge fan of his. You want to go to all of his concerts and everything. What are one of your favorite songs?
I'm totally digging that on Boyfriend Number 2.
Boyfriend Number 2, okay.
Because it's so true.
Let me, okay. Ms. Lumine, do you mind if I play a track from Pleasures?
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay, here's Boyfriend Number 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Call me when you're getting around. All my bitches do it on the side. You did.
Turn around, let me lick you from your neck down to your navel. Cause shawty, you look red. You forget the bed. I wanna lay your body right here on the table. So just hold. Thank you.
back on with pleasure.
Pleasure.
Yeah, I think we got disconnected somewhere somehow.
Yeah, man, you have my listeners crying, man. You have some ladies crying, man. Don't do that to us, man. Don't do that. Don't do that to us. Man, I got hot. My blood pressure's up right now. Pleasure, don't do that, brother. I'm just joking, man. Pleasure, man. Honored to have you, of course, on the show. Reminded me to talk to Dev. I know that's what it was, man. Pleasure. I saw you do your thing at Rip the Runway, of course. When you ripped the runway at you know, BET. You were involved in fashion at one point in time, right?
Yeah, still is.
You still is? Okay. What are you actually doing in fashion? You modeling for? Who's Sean John? What you doing for?
No, I'm not modeling. I got a clothing line for women called Jean Addicts. So I'm actually working on that right now.
Set to
release top of the year. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now who you got modeling for? I know you got beautiful ladies, of course, man. For what, plus size or just what, for everybody? Or?
We're going to do a campaign. We're working on it right now. We're going to do a campaign, though, for all. We're going to do one for plus size women. We're going to do one for, we go from size 0 to 16. So just, you know, for all the in-between sizes and stuff, we're going to do something different. Like a lot of clothing lines don't do this. But, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to do it, you know, doing for the big girls, the small girls, the medium size. We're going to do one like that.
That's right. Because
every girl can wear my jeans, yeah.
Now, I got to ask this question for the listeners, man. They want to know, is Pleasure single?
Yeah, I'm definitely single. No girlfriend right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day.
Mm. Now, is that because of your career and you're so busy all the time, or do you just prefer that right now?
I just can't find a good girl. Like, every girl I be dealing with be birds. They end up being birds. And, you know what I'm saying? You're like, dang, you don't know a girl until you bring them around Lil Wayne or somebody. You bring one of your girls around Lil Wayne or somebody. You're like, dang.
Pleasure, man. Good people, man. How do you feel? I didn't get your, I don't know the album sales from your interest in Marsha Cooper, but did it do to your expectations? The first week sales.
Say what?
Your album, Introduction to Marcus Cooper, is it doing to your expectations, which means is the album going as well as you expected?
No, it's going exactly as I expected. I didn't expect to do, you know, real, real big numbers first week. I didn't, because I know I'm a new artist, and, you know, I got, like, a lot of people to win over, you know what I mean? Being that, like, due to the fact that I was in a group Pretty Ricky, and I'm stepping out on my own now, you know what I mean? I didn't expect to do crazy numbers, but you know what we did expect to do is sell consistently every week, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna sell consistently. We're gonna drive. We're gonna keep giving y'all singles and videos, and we're just gonna drive this thing all the way out to the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna drop another album called Supper Time for the Fetty Side. So look out for my Supper Time album. I'm dedicating that to Static. I'm already in the studio working on that. So you know, January it'll definitely be, you know, on and pop.
That's going to be your sophomore album. And what's the title of it going to be? Or you may change the title?
Supper Time. No, I'm not changing it. That's what it is.
Supper Time. Okay. And, of course, I'm going to be on the album, right?
Yeah, you're going to be on the album, man. We're going to work your way on in there, man.
All right, man. Just have our people talk, man. I'm there, man. I'm there, man. I'm going to be there. Pleasure, besides this music, your you know, the upcoming album that you're working on right now, is there anything else you got working on?
You say what? Say it again.
Besides this album, you saw the next album that you're working on, your sophomore album. Is there anything else you're working on? I know you said the clothing line that you know you're working on for the ladies, of course.
Yeah,
is there
clothing
line,
my groups and artists and my album. That's all I got going right now. You know what I'm saying? I got to do one thing at a time.
Okay. All right. Pleasure. Thanks for stopping by the show, man. Thanks for taking time out, of course, man. Was honored to have you, man. As I tell all my guests, man, come back, man, anytime you see fit, man. Don't let this be your last visit, man. I want you to give any shout-outs or acknowledgments?
Nah, no shout-outs, no acknowledgments. Just thank you to all the fans that support me. And, you know, I see y'all around. My album is in studs right now. Go get it.
That's right, man. Go pick up Pleasure Feet's album, Introduction to Marcus Cooper. Once again, pleasure, man. Thank you, man. Thanks for coming on my airways, man. I appreciate it, man. Look forward to having you, you know, back on another time, man. All right, man?
All I appreciate it.
All right, much love, man.
Ashley.
You know, I want y'all to just sit back and think for a second.
Pleasure. I'm going to call you right back.
No people, relationships and stuff. Don't nobody want to see you happy. They always trying to take your joy, bring you down. But you got to be the one.
That's by you, man.
Say,
T.T.
I'm going to be with you no matter what. Fuck it, I did.
Cause shawty, you look red. Forget the bed, I wanna Trust me,
he should.
I'll never hurt him, but
what?
you know, love. If he loves you, he needs to show you that he loves you. I can feel like.
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. And if you trust in me, I can be that for anything you need. Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing. Cause I know
you feel a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I know you see my
life. I know you feel a lot of things in your life. Like this can't be right. I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I'm down for you, baby.
Now
let me show you love can be easy. You just let it be.
Let it be.
Nothing is promised, but I believe it. You give me everything.
Trust.
And I give you everything that I got. And I
Yes.
I'm going to choke you. I'm going to choke you, and I'm going to let me cut you at the same time. Why did you hang up?
I was
getting ready to say, Miss Newman, did you have a question for Pleasure P? And you just hung up.
Yeah.
I had already set up, like, I was getting ready to say, Miss Newman, got a question for Pleasure P. And you just left. Oh, my goodness.
Is it still on?
No, Pleasure P left. He left.
Oh, okay. I heard some of the the interview, but I didn't have any questions, and plus I was getting ready to get in the shower, so oh, let me go ahead and take my shower, you know. He reminds me a little bit, the way he talks, just a little bit of Lil Wayne. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you hear how he told some how females are that he comes in contact with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Okay.
You need to change your area.
Much as you travel, you need to get out more.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. That was the first time you actually ever talking to someone one-on-one, you know, because I've met him before, you know, but.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! He's the funniest dude. the show's getting ready to end right now. I'm gonna call you after the show, Miss Newman, and have somebody tell you.
All right, I will be waiting.
Oh my goodness! Give me a shout out to your management.
Shout out to everybody that's listening. Yeah, shout out. Hey, how you doing? How your mom and them doing? Make sure you check out Nessie and Frankie, okay? Let's see what a hot mess it's going to be. But, yeah, definitely.
I'm getting ready to call you right now.
Okay.
All right.
Gun to the hand, travel burns, GSR in his right hand. Oh, why are you doing the show, Sonya?
Hello?